Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press-Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. Tonight is the Straight Talk Salute to Women. We're joined first by Lori Lofstrom, attorney here in town. Later in the show, you'll meet three other wonderful guests. And Lori, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
We are saluting women in connection with the recent Women's Leadership Exchange Conference. I know you attended that one and the years before when the conference was held here in Long Beach. Tell us what the Women's Leadership Exchange is all about.
Well, the Women's Leadership Exchange is a very dynamic group based in New York. They hold conferences across the nation in various large cities. They help to bring women in business together to network, to provide mentoring to each other, to provide educational programs to each other. It's a great organization.
And we should point out our guest is an attorney. She graduated from Southwestern Law School, worked with my favorite law firm, Kiesel, Young & Logan, for several years, and now is a partner of the firm she co-founded, Holmes & Lofstrom,
yes,
specializing in franchise law.
Yes.
So businesses can, one of the ways businesses can grow is by franchising. Speak to that a little bit.
Well, typically we represent the franchisor, which is the business that wants to expand. And we'll take a business concept, whether it's an actual reality yet or just a concept, and help the owners to develop a system, manuals, training, put all of that together, and the registration in the various states that they need to expand their business domestically, and we go international as well. So we help companies basically expand through the U.S. and internationally, as well as coming from international to the U.S.
And one of the statistics that we're both aware of is that nearly half of all privately owned business firms in the United States are 50% or more owned by women.
Yes.
So you've come a long way, baby, as they say.
It's a very positive statistic, definitely. And it shows the leaps and bounds that women have made in business. I think that that's a very positive indication. There is the other side to that story, which is the other statistic that basically says that only 3%, unfortunately, of those women-owned businesses ever reach the $1 million annual revenue mark.
So they're small businesses.
So they're smaller businesses, and there's groups like the Women's Leadership Exchange and divisions of that organization that are specifically designed to help women to reach that $1 million mark. The Make Mine a Million program is one of those programs.
Well, I remember when I was in law school a few years ago, our class of 160, we had 25 women. Now virtually all the law schools are 50% women, and statistically they do better than the guys.
They're doing great. Yeah, they're at the top of their class.
Okay, well, we were at the Women's Leadership Conference last August, and we met up with co-founder Leslie Grossman. So let's take a look. We're here with Leslie Grossman, the co-founder of the Women's Leadership Exchange. And Leslie, over 500 women are here in Long Beach for this very exciting event.
Hi, how are you?
Great. It's the energy level is just fantastic.
I know.
Tell us what the Leadership Exchange is all about.
Well, the Women's Leadership Exchange is a national conference program that takes place all over the country to help women that have successful businesses grow them into the multi-million dollar level. And that's what we do here. Full-day conferences packed with inspiration, education, and a lot of connecting.
And I know women-owned businesses are among the fastest-growing area of the economy.
That's absolutely true. There's 10.6 million of them in the U.S. Do you know that one out of every seven workers works for a women-owned business? It's quite astounding what's been happening.
And I know that you're coming out with a book shortly about marketing to female-owned businesses. And there's a little bit of a difference in how you sell to women-owned businesses than male. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Big difference. There's a big difference, actually, and it is kind of like a secret. But really, it's it takes a book to tell it, but I will tell you that really, a lot of it has to do with building relationships and trust and understanding that women in business don't receive messages from advertising and the media the way the general marketplace does, because guess what? They have no time. They're busy, so you have to reach them in different ways. You know, they're not watching TV, that sort of thing. And so the book really gives you the 7 steps for reaching women and getting their attention.
And some of those steps also work in reaching men.
Absolutely, they do. They work. It's really interesting because it's almost required for women. Men you can get in other ways, but guess what? Men want to be marketed to in the same way.
Well, what I've noticed is the enormous energy level at this conference and the very positive feeling of cooperation and helping one another that both the attendees have and, of course, your guest speakers.
Yeah, well, it is what we're trying to do is sort of shift a paradigm, so to speak. Men have always had the old boys network. And women have been, in many cases, so busy with their lives, their families, their businesses, they never get out there. They don't have networks, I mean, historically. So what we do here is really show women that by being part of a network, their businesses can grow faster and bigger, and they can get support not only for their businesses, but even in their personal life. And in the long run, they will have not only be more successful in business, but in their life.
And finally, what would you like to say to some of our viewers that might be working for a corporation and thinking of starting their own business or maybe in between jobs about going for it and starting their own business?
Well, I would say don't be afraid. If it's your passion, follow that passion and be businesslike about it. Create a business plan and you can make it happen. There is no doubt about it.
Leslie Grossman, thank you so much for coming to Long Beach and bringing this exciting event to our city.
My pleasure. Great talking to you.
Very dynamic, Leslie Grossman and her partner, Andrea March, who really, it's a unique organization in America doing what they're doing.
Definitely. They're both very dynamic women, visionaries in what they do. They're constantly coming up with new ideas and ways to help.
And I understand they've asked you for next year to be one of their special guest speaker, a so-called growth guru.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be presenting a topic to the various convention sites about franchising a business.
New York, Atlanta, Chicago, I think Dallas, check their website. We'll be putting the bumper up, but all over the country, 5 or 6 conferences a year, and you can hear Lori. Or you can wait till next August right here in Long Beach and hear her then.
That's right.
Okay, we'll be back with more of our show after we pause for these messages.